Boy, that's catchy. Kind of makes you want to sing along, doesn't it? Except no one knows the words. Well, it's that time again. It's the sixth ever Persiflage podcast. And this one dates from April 26th, 2001. So that's more than 16 years ago. What were you doing 16 years ago? Bet you weren't reading Persiflage. Anyway, let's just dive right into it. This one is supposed to be the sixth and most fascinating Persiflage yet, and still free. Have you got something better to do, it asks? I'm going to guess no. And this is really exciting, the dream issue. Yes. Okay. Without further ado, as the kids say, let's dive right in. The world of dreams revealed. People are often asking me, Hugh, what kind of dream life do you have? And quite frankly, I wish they'd stop. I mean, it's nobody's business but my own what my dreams are. These are very private things that reveal too much about the inner person to be shared willy-nilly with every Thomas, Richard, or Harold that possesses enough chutzpah to posit such a probing question. Dreams should be kept private and shared only with one's mental health professional. But, on the other hand, the public has a right to know. And so hereafter follows a few brief synopses of some of my regular dreams. 1. I'm in my house. Only it's not really my house, but rather a series of giant special K boxes held together with what appears to be a kind of hockey tape. Only it's red, which is not a color choice that is readily available. When my brother, I don't have a brother, comes in and announces that he has secretly been dating a badger for over a year, and they are very much in love and are going to be married. I am not invited to be the best man. I wake up in a cold sweat. 2. This one occurs in the midst of a very large body of water, which I take to be the ocean, but which could be almost any large body of water, including any of the Great Lakes, which, by the way, have never seemed all that great to me. I am floating alone on a stack of old National Geographics, which are bound together by, you guessed it, red hockey tape, when suddenly an otter, wearing a scuba suit, swims up alongside and asks me why I didn't vote in the last election. I respond with Celine's thoughts on the subject, vide Persiflage number 2, which leaves him, or her, I couldn't see below the otter's waist level, as it was half-submerged, nonplussed. Then, for some reason, the otter is no longer there, and I'm talking to the late Jim Varney. Again, I wake in a cold sweat. 3. Don't worry, this is the last one. This last is of a somewhat erotic nature, and so if you are offended by this sort of thing, perhaps you should skip ahead to the next article, or throw this to the floor and harumph loudly. I guess that's not really possible with a podcast, and I would advise against throwing your listening device to the floor, but you could still harumph. Okay, back to it. In this one, I am naked, not a pretty sight, and covered in what appears to be a non-dairy whipped cream-like substance. I know it is non-dairy because there is a cow standing next to me in the dream, and she is saying, I didn't have nothing to do with it. Cows have atrocious grammar. As I become dimly aware of my surroundings, I realize that I am tied to a bed in a very nice hotel room. And I mean very nice. I would even call it a suite. Even an executive suite. It was that nice. At any rate, I can hear someone moving about in the next room, and then suddenly, wearing only a smile and one of those leather football helmets from the 40s, in walks. Well, maybe I better not say. I don't want to get sued. After all, we live in an increasingly litigious society, and some people wouldn't take this sort of thing in the spirit it was intended. Oh, okay. It was Mamie Eisenhower. And there you have it. A peek into my own dream world. Now stop calling here. Hubris. Well, I'm not sure what I learned about dreams from that, but it was interesting, I would say. It had interest. Okay. Next is a moving and profound poetry selection. Their words, not mine. Here goes. Only on nights such as these, summer ones, in the creaking rooms of downtown character blocks, under the pale yellow light of a barely shaded bulb, can you find the warrior poets of today, struggling hard against the mattress of their bed and waging war on a crust of expired rye bread, waiting for their ship to sail into their too shallow harbor and run aground. C.F. Maynard. Well, that's a little depressing. I don't know about moving and profound, but depressing, yeah. Okay. This next piece has an exciting name, to it at any rate. It says, "You can have it all." Well, that's certainly good news. Let's see what the plan is. You can have everything you've dreamed about. It is possible. Now this quick and easy life-changing plan is available to the discerning readers of Persiflage. The secret is in your dreams. Perhaps you have dreamed of winning an Olympic gold medal, dating a supermodel, or running your own highly profitable computer company, or perhaps even making an Academy Award-winning film. Just what are your chances of achieving these goals? Well, quite frankly, not very good. Your dreams are wildly out of line. You haven't a hope in hell of accomplishing any of those things. What were you thinking? What you need to do is adjust your dreams. Making a really good sandwich, watching 4 straight hours of TV, getting your pants on correctly 2 days in a row. These are achievable goals. The problem is not with you, but with your dreams. By adjusting these dreams to more realistic proportions, you can live out your dream life. Start small, be realistic, adjust. Don't go dreaming about things you can't have. Wouldn't it feel much better to achieve your dreams? Well, if you adopt this simple program of greatly reduced expectations, you can. Start today, and good luck. Well, that seems like pretty good advice, I have to say. Well, I could make a really good sandwich. Maybe once I'm finished reading this to you. And that'll happen shortly, because all we have left are the quotations. This week's snippets from the wise. Twaddle, rubbish, and gossip is what people want, not action. That is what they think is interesting. Soren Kierkegaard. It's not what you are, it's what you don't become that hurts. Oscar Levant. The greater part of what my neighbors call good, I believe in my soul to be bad. Henry David Thoreau. Well, that's it for another Persiflage, the 6th in a series of, I don't know how many, hundreds? Hard to say. Anyway, that's it for this one, so goodbye.